Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. Adonai spoke again to Moshe, saying, 6 days work is to be done, but on the seventh day is a Shabbat Shabbaton, a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. Do no work. It is a Shabbat to Adonai in all your dwellings. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. In the last session, I introduced you to Israel's calendar and presented you with the perspective with which I will be approaching our journey through the Moedim. First, I began by addressing the importance of approaching the Moedim from a scriptural standpoint rather than rabbinic. My goal for this series is to equip you with a solid scriptural understanding of Adonai's appointed times so that you can enter into their fullness and receive their inherent training to build you up as a devoted, dedicated disciple of Messiah. To this end, a byproduct of this series will be the uncovering of inconsistencies between rabbinic and scriptural prescriptions for honoring the Moedim, as well as debunking the rule of thumb in Jewish roots teachings that forces Yeshua into every single appointed time. I believe you will find this approach refreshing and even more meaningful to your walk as a disciple of Messiah. Next, I introduced you to Israel's calendar in the form of concentric circles, circles inside circles, in which each circle represented a larger period of time. From the smallest to the largest, the fundamental units of time on Israel's calendar are the day, the week culminating in Shabbat, the month, the year, and finally the Shabbat and Jubilee years. Finally, in preparation for the remainder of this series, we took a look at the scriptural concept of a day and uncovered some important facts that will help us in understanding Israel's calendar and the Moedim. Despite the usual understanding, a day is not a 24-hour period, nor is it a 24-hour period beginning at evening and ending at evening, as is commonly taught in Judaism. Rather, a day, according to Scripture, is typically the time between sunrise and sunset, in other words, daytime. In short, there is no clear definition of day as a time frame lasting up to what we know as a 24-hour day. In the Scriptures, daytime is very clearly defined, as is night, evening, and morning. Neither the Western nor the Jewish concept of a day is anywhere to be found in Scripture. Where times longer than a daytime is meant, as is the case with Yom Kippur, the Scriptures make it clear. But nowhere is there a standard in Scripture that makes a day as cut and dry as we try to make it out to be. With this basic understanding that day generally means daytime, we are now prepared to begin our journey through Adonai's appointed times, beginning with the seventh day Shabbat. In order to cover as many aspects about the Shabbat as possible, we'll be looking at this topic over the next 2 sessions. Though Shabbat is perhaps one of the simplest concepts in Scripture to grasp, our preconceived ideas and misperceptions about the Shabbat can get in the way of our ability to truly enter into this holy day. So I want us to take our time going through the Scriptures in order to get a very clear picture about the seventh day.